There is going to be a change to start the second half as well.
I think we might have had all of our sound faded down there. There we go. We are now back and we are just about to get back underway. Myself, Doug Weber and Benjamin Rees. Oh, there we go. Look, we left.
We got there in the end. Magic of the trophy. It's affecting us here in the booth as well. One change for the start of the second half. George Calverley is on for the visitors, Dorchester Town, replacing Charlie Madden, who we saw was down with a head injury earlier in the half.
And now Ethan Taylor driving forward. And there's a little push in the back there, but he does well to win the ball back. But Tavares is able to come away with it. But Freddie Reed will collect the second ball there. We do apologise for that at halftime. If you weren't able to hear the music because we had it faded down, we do apologise. We were in such... Oh, Griffin drives into the box and it goes straight into the hands of Lee. But we were so keen to get some food and warm up a little bit because it is quite chilly at the top of the Wessex Heartbeat stand here. So for those of you that missed the first half, where were you to start with? You should have been listening to Stags Radio or be at the ground or doing both.
We'll let you off.
We will let you off. Benj, a very, very late goal in the 47th minute of the first half.
Ethan Taylor, brilliant through balls through to Hishan Kasimu. One-on-one, rounds the keeper. Slots home as if they're without a care in the world to give the Stags a 1-0 lead going into the second half. And I must say, the second half has started with the Stags with their tails up.
Definitely, without a doubt, as that sun billows down on us. And it is starting to warm up now here in the commentary box, which is good news.
Did you get your sunglasses out of the media room at halftime?
I completely forgot. I was too busy getting food. So Purington's running forward here, but the ball into the box only makes it to the feet of Harry Medway, who clears. Looking long for Taylor, but it's dealt with very well by the substitute. Number 14, as you mentioned, George Calverley. Gives it to Tavares on this left-hand side. Cuts inside Bourne, but Bourne wins the ball and gives it to Taylor. Taylor turns. Not got any options there, though. Gives it to Reed inside. And now there's a bit more space there for Harry Medway at the back. Ball forward to Jack Hoey. Out to Jefford in that left-back position. Gives it back to Hoey, and Hoey cuts inside brilliantly. And now he's got acres of space in front of him, but he's not able to get the ball to the intended target, which I think was Griffin. But Totten win the ball back from the clearance. Definitely much more intent for Totten in this at the start of this second half.
Yeah, it looks like they want to push for an early goal for a second goal early in the second half, and try and really give themselves a bit more comfort in the contest as a late challenge comes in on Ethan Taylor.
That was from the substitute George Calverley. And the referee's calling him over, and Taylor has gone down, rolling around, writhing in pain. That's not pleasant. We're hoping that this is nothing serious for Ethan Taylor, but he is still in. It looks like he's in a lot of pain.
Yeah, George Calverley just on the pitch, wanting to make an impact, maybe just a little bit overzealous in the challenge, getting a ticking off from the ref, but maybe because it's his first involvement, not booking him straight away.
Yeah, you got the original no more symbol there, didn't we?
Sorry?
We got the no more symbol there from the referee. It was...
None of that.
None of that. No more. Okay, so it's going to be a free kick from about 35 yards out, 30 to 35 yards out here. Jack Hoey is standing over it, and Taylor is hobbling back to his
feet. Walking a little bit gingerly, but...
He's shaking his head at the referee as he walks past him just to go off. Having received treatment from Andrew Hanley, still sporting that glorious red cap.
It's quite a way out to be having a shot from here, but surely you put a ball in for your proven goal scorer, Stefan Zuber. You like
brilliant.
That one?
Brilliant. That's great.
Hey, it was a really tidy finish against Barnstable
Well,
Town.
As you mentioned, Zuber is there. So is Medway. Kasimu's in there. Griffin's there as well. Reed on the edge of the box. Ball clips into the box, looking for Medway. It's come off the head of him, but it's into the hands of Lee. And Lee's able to come out and thought about distributing it quickly, but he doesn't. He just stops it in his tracks and slows it down.
Yeah, header into the ground from Medway. And it just took all of the sting out of it, and it bounced comfortably into Lee's arms.
So, some hefty challenges already going in this first half.
Second half.
A little left in there by Taylor. On Cowley, who put him to the deck shortly. Hopefully he can put that past him. There's nothing there. And Tavares goes down. It was only under a bit of pressure from Ball. And Medway's able to clear it away, looking for Taylor. But the header from Calverley doesn't make it out of play. And Hoey hooks it forward, looking for Kasimu. Just testing the defence there of Dorchester. And now it's a throw-in right in front of us to be taken by Callum Bourne.
Just a couple of other goals to tell you about. In the FA Trophy, Western Supermare of Ecole. That's at home to Taunton. Owen Howe was Bristol Manor Farm up early in the second half, away at Highworth Town. And Simba Malambo put Winchester City 2-0 up with his second goal of the day, that at home to Slimbridge, while Lymington, just before half-time, took a 3-0 lead at home to Mangotsfield.
Yikes. 3-0 at half-time. That's going to be a hefty result if it stays that way.
And Lymington, of course, looking round into form for their game against the Stags in the Southern League Challenge Cup on Tuesday.
Exactly. And as we just see Ben Jefford launch a ball into the car park and beyond. Well, that's probably ended up in the Solent, but it's going to be a throw-in on the far side too, Dorchester.
I think we call that no-nonsense defending.
Yeah, that is the you've opened up the big book of cliches there. I like it.
I was going to say that he's weighed up how much nonsense he wanted to have with that, and he's decided that actually he's not going to tolerate any of it.
Tavares tries to bring the ball inside, but just how he wins the ball, but his clearance just gets to Calverley. Taylor just keeping his head as he competes with Calverley there. Long ball from Dorchester. Zuba's wanting to see it out. Purington is there, but Zuba is never going to let him past. And it
ball,
is a goal kick.
The ball just about trickled out. Zuba probably had to hold that block for a bit longer than he wanted to, but he got the job done. And I will say, it feels like, you know, there is so much more energy about Tottenham at the start of this half. You know, they're winning the ball a lot earlier. Lovely outlet here
to
Ethan Taylor.
Ball there from Sam Griffin. Good first touch from Taylor. Calverley just leaves a little bit on him there. That tussle is going to be quite fruity for the rest of this game, I imagine.
Yeah, I think that just that one hefty challenge from Calverley on Taylor, you know, I think that might have got his goat ever so slightly. And now Taylor might be looking to leave a little bit on, not in terms of the challenge, but
no.
Finish.
Hoey with the shot from range, and it's a long way over the bar. But
lovely throw in from Callum Bourne.
Yeah, it was great. What we will say is, like, in a game where it's so tightly poised and against two teams, there's that spice that we spoke about for so long in the build-up. Taylor's just going to have to make sure he keeps his head, isn't he? And now Hoey's won the ball and he's not able to give it to Kasimu, but there was a chance there.
I think he wanted to slip through Kasimu, and Kasimu was getting away from it because he thought he would have been offside. Which is, you know, fair enough, but you just need to make sure you're on the same page there, because winning the ball up the pitch could have been a very good opportunity.
And then Garlow tries to play the ball back to to Ahmad in the goal for Tottenham there, but he's had to slide and he collects the ball, and it will be a corner ball after that loose pass there from N'Golo. Just a bit of unnecessary pressure being encouraged here by the Stags. And the referee's just calling him over.
I think he's saying, and we know you want to slow it down, but
yeah, Skriniar's just, he's back on his line now. It was the you're not doing that anymore. But it will be a corner to be taken from this near side. Oakley Hanger, the right back, is to take it, but Zuba's just been called over to have a chat. That's something that we've seen before from a corner, isn't it?
Getting a little bit shirty. Happens.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, we've seen that from Zuba. A little push and a shove there with his opposite number. And that's a good header out by Zuba. And there's a little bit of a tussle going on the touchline here, which we will report to you in a second. And Harrison Lee is just clearing that ball. Tom Saws with the header. And a ball forward looking for Ethan Taylor there. And I think it's Ethan Taylor's dad. I think it's James Taylor, who has made his appearance on Stags Radio. Just having a word with the management team of Dorchester, Howes and James Woods. I think he's angry about the challenge that was made on Ethan, but it's one of those things. It happens in football. It's a contact sport. There are going to be challenges like that. But that, I think he understands that it was a bit nasty. But either way, we'll keep you updated on that if anything else happens. But
Stewards have done a good job of defusing that situation.
Yeah, James Taylor just wandering away now. It's throwing to Jefford into the box. Long throw. Can Griffin get to there? He can't. But Bourne gives the header to Griffin. Griffin, try a beautiful dummy there. Ball into the box by Bourne. And it's headed out by Saar, but it's made it to Hoey. Hoey gives it to Reed. And Reed out to Jefford. Can he get the cross into the box? He cuts back. And he keeps the ball, but gives it to Reed. Now Reed switches that play over to the far to the near side.
Really good
to
switch.
Callum Bourne. Taylor there tries the little flick, but there's nothing going forward there. And now Dorchester are having to drive forward, and they've kept the ball in play. It's Purrington. And he's tussled off the ball by Zuba brilliantly there. And between him and N'Golo, they win the goal kick. And that's good physicality from those two players.
Yeah, there was a lot of Zuba just shoulder barging him right out the way. Not a huge amount of intent to play the ball, but the referees let that sort of contact go so far this game. So Zuba just muscles him out of the way and N'Golo shepherds it behind for the goal kick. Also, I think Jack Ho, he's been very lively at the start of the second half. Yeah. He's getting involved a lot. He's winning the ball. He's coming deep to get it and link play up. Good signs from Jack Hoey.
And I think he would admit that he hasn't had the most consistent of seasons so far. He's been intermittent, but has shown some incredible sparks of light when he has been playing. That long ball there from Soares goes straight out onto the near side touchline here, and it is Callum Bourne's throw in here.
When the sun does disappear behind a very grey cloud in the background, there is a real nip in the air, isn't there?
Yeah, I think I look like a plucked chicken right now because all the hairs are standing on end. It's quite chilly. I think I did see a box of new coats, though, for us, potentially.
Ooh.
And but as we see, Hish Kasimu cuts inside. And they do very well. The defender, Thiago Saar, there with the sliding challenge. And it goes out for a throw-in. I think Adeyemi was just being sent to go and get warm, maybe. Or is he just nipping back to the changing room? I think he's just nipping back to the changing room. Maybe he's forgotten his shin pads.
Taylor did really well to trap the ball on this near side. Just poked it a little bit free for Kasimu and a brilliant run, committing defenders. And it had to be a very strong challenge to get the ball out of play for a corner, I think.
Yeah, it will be Ethan Taylor with this corner. Curls it into the box. It's right down the throat of the goalkeeper. And Kasimu tries to flick it over his head. But it's just, I think he flicked it into his own face in the end. Reed gives it to N'Golo. Still got pressure on here. Reed gives it to N'Golo again. Shot, chance for a shot. It's deflected, but it's come off a Tottenham player.
I think it came off the...
I think it's Kasimu, wasn't
it? Yeah, the back. Well, I say the back.
Backside.
The very low back of Kasimu.
And it is a goal kick. Harrison Lee plays it out short.
If you'd gone in, Kasimu would definitely have claimed that as his goal, wouldn't he?
Exactly, yeah. Thiago Saar, who's now playing as a centre-back rather than the left-back role that we saw in the first half after Richard Madden had to come off there. But Hoey wins the ball back, gives it to Kasimu. Kasimu cuts outside. Can he get into a shooting opportunity? He can't. But he does get a shot away in the end from a wide position, but it's straight into the hands of Lee, and he deals with that very well.
Yeah, there was this moment there where I thought it might have squirmed through his hands, but he got there, but he gathered it in the end cleanly enough. This second half, much as opposed to the first, this has been all Tottenham, all Stags.
It's all kicking off in Salisbury. There's been a red card for both teams and the Gosport manager's been sent off. And yeah, Mullings has been sent off for Salisbury. So yeah, plenty of action there.
That's a proper trophy tie, isn't it?
Yeah. What's the ground for Gosport?
Privet Park.
Oh yeah, so lots of action at Privet Park and plenty of action here at the Snow Stadium as well. If you are just joining us on Stags Radio, still got half an hour left in this FA Trophy tie, and Tottenham are one goal to the good after that superb finish from Hisham Kasimi when he rounded Harrison Lee in the 47th minute of the first half. Jefford's got a throw in on the far side here under the new, well, temporary for now, picture board, which is it's a beautiful LED screen there.
It looks even better when it says AFC Tottenham 1, Dorchester 0.
It does. It does indeed. But there's a foul there on Jefford. And it will be a free kick right on the touchline on the far side.
Yeah, first time Jefford's starting for a good few games. And I have to say, he's been very good. He's done his, you know, perhaps he hasn't offered as much going forward as Reggett does. but he's had to be put under pressure defensively, and especially there was one opportunity where he thwarted a counter-attack brilliantly. He's been very solid in that left-back position, and that's exactly what Sackman would have wanted to see from him when he picked him in the starting 11 today.
Freddie Reid swings the ball into the box. There are players there, and it's off the head of a couple of players. But
I think it came off the head of Zuba, just about landed in Medway's lap. He tried to flick it goalwards, but unfortunately could not quite divert it past Harrison Lee.
But now Dorchester on the attack. Through Hanger. Plays out to Tavares, and Reid does well to win that ball, but it is a throw-in to Dorch. Soars. Skipper for Dorchester Town. And it's played back to Saar here. As we mentioned, in that centre-back position, that left centre-back position.
Yeah, Dorchester are having a decent spell of possession here for the first time really in this second half.
And Dan Sackman telling the players to cut those balls off. He's very, very angry. I could hear him over my headphones. And there's a pull on the shirt there from Jefford on Tavares. And it will be a free kick on the far side to Dorchester Town.
Yeah, you saw the referee just, you know, giving a little tug of his shirt to indicate that's what the free kick was blown for. And a good opportunity perhaps to whip a ball in here. Oh, there it is. The whipped ball. There is obviously a lot of physical defending out there from Tottenham when you've got, you know, a centre-back pairing of Zuba and Medway.
Yeah, just making sure that they've each got a man. I think they have. There was a little bit of confusion there for a minute, but Harry Medway's trying to get the line up. Ball clipped into the box, and Hamad's there. He flapped at it, but it's gone past everyone.
Yeah, he came out to claim it, and I think it didn't drop and dip as quickly as he was expecting it to. But in the end, there's no one at the back post to take advantage of the opportunity, and it goes behind for a goal kick. That's maybe the shakiest Skriniar's has looked, I think, because otherwise, he's been very, with the exception of one loose pass early on, he's been very solid, I have to say.
Yeah, as you mentioned, Skriniar's in goal. If you are just joining us, in place of the injured Lewis Noyce, who is here, but he is in a protective boot. As we just see Ben Jefford changing his boots.
So I assume that's what Adi Olamiwa disappeared into the changing room for temporarily, was to bring out a spare pair of boots for Jefford. So
at the moment, we've got Sam Griffin in that left-back role. So it means that they are temporarily down to 10 men. But we do play on here, the ball forward from Dorchester. It goes to Totten.
I think what he's done is he's changed from kind of heavier studs onto more blades, because maybe now the pitch isn't quite cutting up as much as he wants to, and he feels like maybe the, you know, get a little bit more speed as opposed to the security of the studs.
We will just have to clarify that it's not blades because they're outlawed.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
A firm ground boot, I think.
Yeah, the moulded boot.
Yeah, I love a moulded boot, me. And that's a good touch there from Taylor, but it doesn't make it to Kasimu. But Taylor's trying everything now, and he wins the ball back there against Stanley. And there's a flick challenge there from Stanley, and a free kick is given to Totten, which gets an ironic cheer from the crowd here at the Snows.
Yeah, any opportunity to get, you know, give the players support, get down Dorchester's throats a little bit, being taken vociferously by this Totten crowd. Very partisan crowd here, as you would expect.
Partisan,
indeed. I will say, credit to Dorchester, who've brought a decent support. I've seen some Dorchester flags doing the rounds as well.
Yeah, there is.
It's contributed to a very saucy atmosphere here at the Snows.
But still got just under 27 minutes to go of this second half. Still plenty of football yet to come here live on Stags Radio as Ethan Taylor gets ready to swing in this free kick. And he looks to go for the shot. That's cheeky.
I was wondering whether he would, because Lee was pushed very far towards the far post. And so Taylor saw the opportunity and tried to, you know, catch him off guard and unawares and nip one in the top corner.
Yeah, sorry, that one's not in my dictionary, Benji. No, we don't care about that.
It's a perfectly cromulent word. I don't know what your problem is.
Zuba does very well with his physicality to let the ball go out of play behind Roberts, and it will be a throw-in to be taken by Callum Bourne. So any more interesting goals or
there is a metric ton load of substitutions going on, but no more goals to report in the Division 1 South or in the FA Trophy.
Super. Is there a comment or two on the Podbean, Benji, that we can have a look at? Nothing. No. Come on, guys. Get in
touch.
People
are obviously just engrossed by the action.
They are indeed. Long throw in. Huge throw in from Callum Bourne there. And Kasimu nearly made it round the corner, but it was just cleared out there. And the referee has said that the assistant referee has given it as a throw in to Dorchester. Hint of a foul throw there as well, but the long ball is dealt with by Harry Medway. Just getting a little bit messy here, but now Roberts is trying to turn Zuba. And Zuba does very well to get the ball back to the goalkeeper for Totten. But the clearance from Skriniars goes out. And it will be a Dorchester throw. Just getting a little bit of buzz again from the mics. We do apologise for that.
Have you tried turning them off and on again?
Stop it. And the offside flag does go up there. And it will be a free kick to Totten.
Yeah, Totten, they look pretty comfortable so far in the second half, but you've got to keep that intensity, you've got to keep that focus, keep those standards high, because you know Dorchester do have quality, so you cannot give them any opportunities. There is now a goal to tell you about in the Southern League Division 1 South, and Bristol Manor Farm having a good season. They double their lead away at Highworth Town with Michael Bryant scoring their second goal of the day.
Very interesting. So some important goals going on all over the grounds here. And that is a big clearance there. But Homie's there. It tussles with Lee. So it came off Ethan Taylor. Kind of a nonchalant ball over his shoulder, but Homie wasn't able to get there.
Yeah, strong hands actually from Harrison Lee. That's good goalkeeping, because that could have been a very dangerous ball.
High ball into the air. Zuba moves Bourne out the way and wins the header with ease. Saar gives it back to the goalkeeper, Harrison Lee. Being closed down by Kasimu, but not with much intent. Just happy to let them play. But now that ball around the corner from Saar is released. Hanger looks for Tavares, but Medway clears it out into the car park, and that's another lost ball.
I mean, I think that should be very feasible to get back. It's not disappeared into a river or anything, but...
I say lost ball. That's
they do have
hypothetical.
To get a temporary replacement. Yeah, they are certainly... When they are being asked questions defensively, it's clear that Totten, you know, they want to get the ball out of play because it gives them time to regroup, to reset, get back in formation and give themselves a bit of a breather, as opposed to the first half where they were kind of getting it long a bit more and that was keeping the ball in play and the ball was coming back into attack very quickly.
Purrington tries to get the cross in, but it comes off Jefford and it will be a Magpies throw. Looking for a slightly longer throw to Tavares this time. Back at the thrower's feet, and now it's around the corner to Tavares. He gets the cross in, but that's a long way over the goal, and I think that's gone out of play. It has, and it will be a goal kick.
Yeah, poor delivery. They've tried to put a few crosses in, but they haven't really done anything with any of them, to be honest. Crossing has really lacked something, I think, from Dorchester.
And Dan Sackman's angry at the fact that that ball was taken so quickly, I think, but it will be a goal kick, I think. I think they're going back for it. Medway collects the short ball and now ball played more direct there. Sharp pass into Kasimu, but he's unable to control it. Goes out for a throw. Saws. Saar now gives it to his centre-back partner. De Silva driving forward here. Into Lowe's. Haven't heard much about from Lowe's. And that ball over the top looking for Calverley. He's met by Taylor and Taylor wins the ball and it goes out for a throw-in.
This feels like pretty much a mirror image of the first half where it was all Dorchester early on and then Totten really had to work to get some possession for the ball. The second half, it was Totten doing all the running early and now Dorchester are finally getting a little bit of time with the ball at their feet.
That long diagonal ball looking for one of Dorchester's teammates, but the header is won and it's now with Hoey, but he's unable to keep hold of it. Griffin with a big clearance there. And Saar deals with it well from the header. Hanger looking for the attacking run of Roberts, and it is pushed Harry Medway in the back, and both players go down to the floor. Maybe Roberts with a little bit of cramp or something, a little connection with the knee.
Yeah, he's trying to stretch out that right leg, so I don't know whether he just landed a little bit awkwardly, maybe jarred it, got a stud stuck in the turf. Oh, and he's being stretched out here by Ahmad Skriniars.
Oh, that's very kind of him, isn't he?
What a gentleman.
How nice. Just seeing the subs warming up for Tottenham there. I think it's Jordan Rigget, Lewis Waterfield and Brett Williams, who nearly tumbles over as he's just trying to jog. I hope that's not a bad omen for him.
Yeah, if you're trying to show the manager that, you know, yeah, I'm ready, I'm lively, I'm good to go, and then you fall over in the warm-up, maybe not.
That's not, yeah. It's not the most positive thing, but Stefan Zuber collects the short ball, gives it back to Skriniars, and that's cleared long, and this is right down the throat of Callum Bourne, but it's over his head. And it hits the VO cam.
Zuba just dallied on it way too long, dithered. And you need to make that decision quickly because it allowed the Dorchester to press and it gave a poor ball out from Skriniars.
Medway is able to get it away half, but it gets to Tavares. Tavares gives it forward to Stanley. Back to Tavares here. Bit of prolonged pressure here from Dorchester. Roberts on this left-hand side. Shorts covered in mud after that, treatment from Skriniars a minute ago. Calverley tries to get the ball into the box, but Jeff is able to deal with it, but only to Soares. Shaping for a shot, but he plays it out wide. And now it's Hanger on the right-hand side. Back to Soares. Soares gives it inside to Lowe's. But it only goes through to Taylor. And Skriniars is going to have to clear it quickly here. And he does very quickly there. Able to get it away from danger.
This is what I was talking about. In the first half, when Tottenham cleared it, it just went straight to Dorchester and they put the foot back on the gas quickly. They weren't able to keep possession or get the ball out of play to break it up.
I think that's hit. That clearance has deflected off a defender and it's hit N'Golo in the face. But he soldiers on, as we're so used to him doing. Uses his physicality well, though. It doesn't seem to be affecting him much at all. And now Bourne clears it long with what looked like a toe poke. I'm going to go for it. And then Hoey with the more direct ball, but it's into the hands of Lee.
Trying to lift one over the top for Taylor to run onto, but too strong and too close to Lee, who gathers it easily.
And it looks like Lewis Waterfield is going to be the first change of the tenure of Dan Sackman.
Get a bit of teeth and steel in the middle of that midfield.
Yeah, who would you reckon it'll be for, though? Maybe a Freddie Reed? He's worked very hard.
Yeah, or whether they take one of the front three off and just get a little bit more solidity in the middle of the park.
Yeah, we shall see. Dorchester on the attack. Hanger beats Griffin, and that sliding challenge, it goes back to Skriniars, who collects it with ease. No risk of a pass back there. No intent at all.
And N'Golo has now gone down to the turf. So I think maybe he's picked up a knock of some sort.
He did take that ball in the face just a minute or so ago. And it was at point-blank range, and Skriniars clears the ball into the car park. That wasn't particularly subtle, was he? It looks like Zuba is giving the signal of subbing N'Golo off. I'm hoping that's nothing serious, because N'Golo has been absolutely brilliant this year.
When he's on form, he is one of the best midfielders in this division.
Without question of doubt. There was even a bit of a chant earlier in the season from some of the away fans saying that you're too good for this level.
Which is a nice little chant to have, I guess.
Oh, very strange. Just being mentioned that it's a little bit quiet for you guys. Chris Marshall, sorry about that. Do let us know if that's a little bit better. We're just trying to nullify the buzz that's in our ears.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of cable somewhere that's got a little bit frayed, evidently. So I'll have a look at that after the game finishes.
I'll leave the listeners with you, Benj, because I think it's my wire.
Okay, I will put you on mute temporarily. Jordan N'Golo is back to his feet. He's trying to stretch himself off. But it looks like there are going to be a double change here for the Stags, as Rigette is also stripped and ready to come on even. be very harsh to be taken off before you've even gone on the field. But so I think that, you know, even if it's just as a precaution, that's probably Jordan Ngalo's day done for now.
Let's see. Oh, look at that. That's much better. So something's wrong with my wire. We do apologise for that. Hopefully that's a little bit better. Do let us know in the Podbean if that is a better sound quality for you. Either way, we do apologise for that. As you mentioned, Jordan Reggett. Just seeing that Brett Williams is the man with the board right now.
Change of role. Sam Griffin has worked very hard today. Hasn't had a huge amount to play with at times, but he's chased things down. He's won the ball back, put himself about as he always does.
And he is limping off, isn't he, slightly?
Yeah, I think, but he's the sort of player that will, you know, that won't faze him. He would happily have run all day, but he's just going to be replaced by Jordan Reggett to get a fresh impetus of energy down that left flank.
And also, because he's played at that left back, in that left wing back role, he'll have his defensive mind on as well. And Tavares against Jefford has been, Jefford's been finding it difficult in the last few minutes just to compete with him. So potentially there's an opportunity there for a little bit more, not just the attacking intent, but also that defensive mind of Jordan Reggett. So we are back underway in terms of normal time. We've got 14 minutes remaining here live on Stags Radio. It's AFC Tottenham 1, Dorchester Town 0. And that flick from Taylor looking for Kasimu, and they clear it, but straight to Taylor. Taylor gives it to, looks to give it to Bourne, but it goes out for a throw.
Yeah, that's good pressure there, because gave Kasimu the ball to chase. He couldn't do it, but there was no outlet then. And it meant that Taylor won the ball back high up the pitch. And they had to, you know, had to eventually get it out for a throw.
So, yeah, as we mentioned, there are only 14 minutes left of normal time. But we've had quite a few stoppages, haven't we?
Yeah, you'd expect there'd be a couple of minutes at least of injury time. One goal to tell you about from the Southern League Division 1 South. Callum Ebanks has put Evesham 1-0 up away at Biddeford.
Thank you very much.
That's all right.
I quite like these little updates. I think it's...
I think it's good to get us kind of the scope of the landscape of the league as it's going on at the moment.
And I will speak to Ollie in a minute to see if Saints are still 1-0 up. They are still 1-0 up. So Watford 0, Southampton 1 is the latest score as it stands. Soars back underway here at the Snow Stadium. Tottenham 1, Dorchester 0. Ball played forward into the feet of Stanley, but Hoey and Zuba combine to win that ball back. Now Kasimu's got an opportunity, and Reggett's on the far side. Can he pick him out? He can't, but De Silva does well. Reed wins the ball, but Tavares comes and collects it off Reed.
Tries to just touch it past him, but Tavares read Reed's intentions well.
He read Reed's, read Reedy, read.
Well done.
So it looks like the away side are looking to make a change as well. It looks like number 4 will be coming off, which is Tom Soares. That's interesting. The captain coming off for number 12, and that is Papa Constantinou.
Very good.
Thank you. And it is Freddie Reed now coming off for Lewis Waterfield.
So just a bit more again.
Changes here. Still got 12 minutes to go. Freddie getting a rapturous applause here as he comes off. And what does Lewis Waterfield offer to this side? Yeah, what is it that Lewis Waterfield offers to this side that might be a little bit different for?
I was going to say work rate. That's not fair. He does work hard. But maybe a little more, maybe a better turn of pace, perhaps. Again, slightly stronger and more physical in the challenge. Attacking intent.
Yeah, and stringing between the lines, like playing those balls from the defensive line into the attacking line.
He tends to be a little bit deeper, I think, than Waterfield does, at least has in the past.
It looks like Jack Hoey is actually the player who's gone deeper. It's a shrug. I look like a head injury, but they'll be keeping a close eye on him. For Totten, as the free kick comes from Dorchester, and Zub cuts it out. Taylor able to get it. The new captain is able to deal with it. And that long ball forward from Calvary. Very well. He falls to the deck just to take his sweet time.
Yeah, take just, you know, just get the air, get the wind out of Dorchester's sails a little bit.
Take a bit of the sting out of the game. Bourne plays the ball inside to N'Galo. And that hooked ball over the top is looking for Kasimu. It bounced off his hand, but there's no intent there whatsoever. Kasimu, he's a little bit isolated there. Has Bourne back, but gives it to N'Galo. N'Galo looking to drive down the line, and they win a throw in there. That's good play then from N'Galo.
Again, the intent, you know, you want to, obviously you want to manage the game, keep that lead, but you can't defend too deep because you just invite so much pressure. So you do need to be on the front foot a little bit more so you can really force the issue. And again, if you can get that second goal, it makes your job so much easier.
Hoey. The throw-in went all the went through to Hoey, but it's come off Stanley's hand there. And now Medway's driving forward, and he's got a bit of space here. Can he cut inside and get a shot? Can he get a shot away? He can, and it's wide of the goal.
I think Medway just slipped a little bit as he took his shot. It was blocked anyway, and it fell to Rickett, who drove an effort across the face of the goal. Wide, unfortunately, for Rickett. I mean, to back up those goals he got a couple of weeks ago at Scholing.
So, ball played back to the goalkeeper. Kasimu looking a lot more lively now. Saar. For Dorchester. Looking for options. There's no one going forward, though. He finds Tavares in the end, but it's tackled by Hoey. But Stanley comes away with it. Nobody going to him. Rickett now comes to meet him. Stanley, being prolific recently, but that is that is an overdramatic save by Skriniars.
Yeah, I think he dived for it in case it wasn't going to be a goal kick. And he just left it.
Yeah.
There is another FA Trophy update. Byron Lawrence has put Needham Market 2-0 up away at St. Ives Town.
It's a long old trip down to St. Ives. Oh, no. Which St. Ives is that?
I assume St. Ives Cornwall, but I don't know where Needham Market is, so I don't know how long a trip it is.
Needham Market is Norfolk, I believe. So
that is a trip.
Being unless, of course, there by Jefford.
The other St. Ives, which
I think it's the other St. Ives.
Cambridge?
Cambridgeshire, yeah. Purrington. Plays the ball inside to Tavares. He goes to the deck, but Lewis Waterfield's won this ball here. Now looking for Taylor. Taylor comes to collect it. He's got Kasimu in front of him. Gives it to Kasimu. Kasimu is all on his own now and surrounded by three players. Can Kasimu continue? He's driven into the box. He gets a shot away and a save by Lee, and it will be a corner ball to Totten. A little bit more pressure now.
Yeah, Taylor was offering the option as the pullback, and that gave up a little bit of space to try and get the effort on goal. Lee stands firm, makes himself big, and it goes behind for a corner. You can see there's, you know, maybe fewer players going forward now than there were earlier in the game for the Stags from the corner, but they're still putting both centre-backs, Medway and Zuba, into the box to provide that aerial presence. Hoey's in there as well, so is Kasimu and Rickett.
Comes into the corner, comes in, and it's straight into the hands of Lee. And now they're able to release Tavares. And now we've got a 4-on-4 here for a second. Tavares still driving. He's got a player outside him. I think it's Stanley. And Jefford clears the cross. And it's gone a long, long way.
Again, justifying the selection there. Just making sure Jefford is, you know, that last line of defence. And when he has been called upon twice from counter-attacks from corners, he's done the business.
83 minutes gone here. We've got just 7 minutes of normal time remaining. And we're still perfectly poised here. It's AFC Totten 1, Dorchester Town 0. Hint of a foul throw there, but it's not given. And that clearance from Harry Medway gets the ball away temporarily, but the header won by Dorchester. And Waterfield going in to win that header as well, the second header. And N'Galo, just no nonsense, just lamps it out of play.
Goal see about at Winchester. They've now gone 3-0 up thanks to a third goal from Liam Callahan, and the undoubted tie of the day, it seems so far, is in the Southern League Division 1 Central, where we're a 4-3 up away at St. Neots Town.
Love it. And that's a poor pass there from Tavares, and it's met by a good roar from this crowd here at the Snows as it goes straight out of play, and it will be a throw into Callum Bourne. Callum Bourne taking his time. It's It's got to that point in the game now. Long throw in, but it only meets head. And then Purrington's head. And now Calverley is dispossessed. And Taylor is able to keep hold of that ball, and it will be a throw in to AFC Totten. There is going to be no rush with this.
No, Glenn Howes is very loud and very vocal now in the away dugout for the first time. But he's desperately trying to get his point across, being frustrated by the Stags.
Callum Bourne with the ball behind his head. Throws it over the top of the defensive line, looking for Taylor. But now Papa Constantinou gives it long, and it will be a throw in to Totten. Zuba looks to go and take it, but I don't think he's going to.
I don't think he had any intention of taking it. And they're telling him, the ref's, you know, making the motion like, get a move on, don't.
And that's a big throw down the line as well. Benj, I want you to start thinking about your man of the match as the ball gets played into Taylor. Can he get a shot away? He can! He scores! One for sorrow, two for joy, and the Magpies go 2-0 down. And AFC Totten take a 2-0 lead.
Brilliant. Just a throw down the side. Kasimu turned, put a ball in for Taylor, took it past one player, didn't have a huge amount to aim at. Lee will be disappointed with that because he found a way to jam it in at the near post. Lee beaten for the second time today, and that will almost put this FA Trophy tie to bed.
Oh, yes!
You love to see it, Doug.
So good to see, and Steve Brookwell is dancing round in a circle in front of us. Glenn Howes and James Woods look dumbfounded to come to the ground that was theirs just 7 days ago. But now they are 2-0 down to AFC Totten in the FA Trophy. It's AFC Totten 2, Dorchester Town 0. And we've got probably 3 minutes of normal time remaining.
Bit of a party atmosphere now at the Snow Stadium as well, with the heat turned up a little bit. And it feels like they're on easy street a little bit. Two goals with not much time left in the game as Brett Williams ready to come on. Had his shirt on backwards. So always, you know, always never know what to expect with Brett. But again, this, you know, maybe he offers a bit more, you know, centre forward hold up play. An aerial presence for outlet balls.
I'm almost certain it's not going to be for a defender.
I would be surprised.
You would imagine it's going to be for Hisham Kasimu. The number 14 now on the back of Brett Williams there. But we've got Jack Hoey down on the ground. That might change things there as Lewis Waterfield gives away a free kick that's unnecessary there. Just seeing who it is. It is for Kasimu, but I wonder if that's going to change. No, Hoey's just got a little touch of cramp. Brett Williams was taking his... He was just about to wander onto the pitch there. But look, Kasimu, great first goal, and he's played well today.
Yeah, he hasn't necessarily had especially in the first half, he didn't have a huge amount to do. But when he got an opportunity, he didn't just, you know, burst through the door. He kicked it off the hinges, took it with such brilliance. And then again, just played Ethan Taylor, just gave him Ethan Taylor the ball for the second goal. Taylor still had a lot to do, but finished, and it's not going to come without that assist from Hish, who's done very well so far today.
And it doesn't make it any easier for them when they got Brett Williams coming into the attack, does it?
No, especially Brett Williams, who is in a rich vein of goal-scoring form at the moment.
Scored four against Alsford in the Challenge Cup.
Sort of.
Ish. Ish.
No, those were all good. Those were all legit.
Yeah, no. It was the one against Mangotsfield that... Well, he got given, but he said, I was nowhere near it. So, hey-ho, as the change is being made for the away side, and it's Billy Lowe's coming off, and it will be number 15, Brinkley Doyle, to be their last change.
Haven't necessarily seen a huge amount for Billy Lowe's today. He's been kept very quiet by the Stags, I think. There may be some late drama at Highworth. Sean Wood has scored there, so they're only trailing by one, Bristol Manor Farm. Still one goal to the good there, though. That's pretty much in added time now as well.
Yeah, we're just a little bit concerned here because the final substitution has been made for Totten. And Jack Hoey is still receiving treatment. Whether this is a bit of gamesmanship or not, I'm not so sure. But it looks like Andrew Hanley is having to work quite hard to get him mobilised.
He is indeed. Winchester have scored a fourth. So they're now 4-0 up in their game.
Yeah, 90th minute goal there from Max Smith. to give them a 4-0, well, you would imagine a 4-0 victory if nothing else happens in added time there at home.
Regardless, it's going to be a win there for Winchester, taking home 3 points.
Any comments on the Podbean? Anyone loving this game as much as we are? Let's have a little look. Yes, come on, you Stags, Matty Shrews, and
Chris Marshall as
is
well.
Is that a devil?
I think it's the hearts, the face with the hearts around it.
Oh, okay, there we go.
To
yes.
celebrate Ethan Taylor rattling in Stags second. Did really well to beat Lee in a very narrow channel at the near post.
So that is the end of normal time. We've had quite a few stoppages. There's a four-man wall here with Alfie standing over this free kick. Raguette, Taylor, Ngalo and Waterfield in the wall, and it does its job. It comes off the thigh of Taylor and goes back to the defender, the only player back for Dorchester. Played out wide to Tavares here on this left-hand side.
And this is what it has to be now for Dorchester. It's all-out attack because it's a cup tie. You can't, don't worry about the goal difference. If you don't win, you're out.
Yeah, exactly that. And that was nearly, it could have been an own goal, but it came off Lewis Waterfield and it's gone out for a corner ball, and it will be Tavares to take it on this near side.
Yeah, everyone going back as well for Tottenham. So really packing that box, not giving anyone from Dorchester any space to work with.
Ball comes into the box. It's met by Bourne at the front post. And the second header there for Dorchester goes over the bar, lands on the top of the net, and Skriniar's, is a sigh of relief.
Yes, I don't know if Bourne had to make that first header. I think Skriniar's would have caught it comfortably. So just a little bit of lack of communication there. But again, Stags very comfortable managing it here. You can see Skriniar's just keen, he's going to take as much time as he can without drawing the ire of the officials here.
I tell you what, if he keeps a clean sheet, he'll be a cult hero with this packed crowd here at the Snow Stadium. Not long left. There cannot be much of this game left. Referee hasn't had a look at his watch yet. I haven't seen him do that anyway.
Have you seen a board for how much injury time we're going to
have?
No,
not yet. So the ball played forward there and it's hooked back, but can Taylor get to this ball? Oh, and Saar does very well to just
a split second too late.
Block
otherwise,
challenge.
Taylor would have had another opportunity to add to his tally for the day.
Williams wins that ball, gives it to Raguette. Raguette to Hoey, who looks like he's still limping from that cramp or whatever it is. Raguette is right down in the corner, doing what he needs to do, protecting that ball. And it's gone out for a throw into Dorchester, but it's a yard away from their own corner flag. That's not where they want to be.
Well, it was a yard away from their own corner flag. Again, just picking the referee's pockets of a few yards there.
And Williams using all of his experience just to turn a player. Williams just being a little bit too overexcited there with a little bit of an armbar on the defender. But it will be a free kick to Lee, but he's not taking it very quickly. We're just in added time at the end of this game. There's not much at all left in this game. If you are just joining us, it's AFC Tottenham 2, Dorchester Town 0. And with a game that was set up as such a spectacular game, it's definitely lived up to it.
It certainly has, especially if you're a Stags fan. With the home side, 2-0 to the good here as the seconds tick away.
And that long ball forward there from De Silva. Cross comes in, but it's dealt with by Zuba. Now Jordan Ngalo loses the ball.
Yeah, he tried to trap it and just again take a little bit of time rather than punting it forward.
Papa Constantinou wins that ball back for Dorchester. Dorchester got the ball out here on this left-hand side. Early change there from, it was Calverley. But now Ethan Taylor's got some space. He's driving forward and he's just recklessly fouled there by Roberts. And it will be a yellow card.
The game's first.
To Kieran Roberts. Yeah, it's taken until the 92nd minute or 93rd minute before anything is given in terms of a booking.
Taylor just trying to break into space in the middle of the pitch. And again, just like you mentioned it, a little bit of an armbar just pulling him back. And the referee's going to take notice of that. And it's going to give Tottenham again a chance to manage a bit of time at the end of the game. They're not wasting it. They're just using it slowly.
And I think there was a yellow card there for Kieran Roberts. So it will be a free kick to Tottenham. Not in any rush to take it. Stefan Zuber gives the short pass to Jack Hoey. Plays it forwards to Williams. Now Williams is going to go for that corner, surely. He's got Taylor in front of him.
Must have
been
just
running down that line
hundreds of times before.
So many times. Been up and down the leagues. Has Brett Williams scored goals after goals, but that's not what he's needed for right now. He's just needed to protect that ball. And it's gone out for a throw-in to Totten. Callum Bourne taking his time, just asking Ethan Taylor to go over and take it. Just a little bit more gamesmanship, a little bit of slowing the game down there.
Final whistle at Tuesday's opponents, Lymington Town, taking home a 3-0 victory over Mangotsfield United.
And we will be there on Stags Radio. And Brett Williams just clears it onto the roof of the clubhouse here at the Snow Stadium.
Yeah, and yeah, we mentioned obviously Stags Radio will be at the game on Tuesday, but we highly recommend everyone come down for a midweek tie here to the Snows on Tuesday evening.
Exactly that, and it's a full-time result against for Watford and Southampton. Saints have got the 3 points away at Vicarage Road, but we're still playing here. Dorchester running forward with the ball from the back. Not got much going forward, but and Tavares loses the ball and gives it to Ngalo. Jefford cuts inside, just jinking past players. Now gives it to Raguette. Raguette driving forward now. This game is not done. He's won against his player. Plays it back to Taylor. Taylor shoots. And it's a good save by Lee. And yeah. I think I'm losing my voice.
Curling away from Lee. Got a save. Didn't gather it, but there was no one there. Follow up. Good work from Raguette. Pushing forward and then putting a little bit of pressure on that Dorchester defence as well with that brilliant cutback in to Ethan Taylor.
Papa Constantinou tries to beat Ngalo, and Ngalo goes down, looking for a free kick. Bourne gives it to Taylor. His first touch comes up into his face, and Taylor wins the challenge again. But now Waterfield, he turns back because he had four players in front of him there, and he was on his own. Williams just comfortably gives it to Jefford.
It does frustrate me when you see players look downfield when they are clearly the furthest player there already. Why are you looking there? There's nobody there. So he did the right thing, just turned back. Passed it out, just again, just giving it to a player who's in a better position, looking forward, more space, more time.
And now Zuba's going to have to do some work, and they slide in together, him and Roberts, and it's gone out for a Dorchester throw-in. But this cannot, there cannot be much time left at all. 96th minute, I think, something like that. So it looks like it's been about 6 minutes of added time.
Yeah, fans in the stands, staring anxiously at the officials, waiting for the referee to blow full time.
Short ball played to Tavares into the box. Tavares not able to do anything because Jefford's standing in front of him. Ball played into the box. And Hoey clears it. And that is full time. AFC Totten 2, Dorchester Town 0. And the Stags progress in the FA Trophy to the next round. Benji, sum it up for us.
A well-deserved victory in the end. For majority of the first half, they were really up against it, I think you have to say. They were put under a lot of pressure from Dorchester, but the defence held firm. Skriniar's made a couple of really super saves to thwart the visitors, and then just nicked a goal on the stroke of half-time, very much against the run of play, with Kasimu latching onto Ethan Taylor's through ball and taking it past Lee, went one-on-one with the goalkeeper, and then slotted. And then the Stags saw the game out to take home the victory and to advance into the first round proper of the FA Trophy.
Ben Jefford.
Yeah, it's a great win. We haven't had a game for a long time. First 15, 20 minutes, you know, not our best start to a game. But we've ground it out. It's a sign of a good side. You're under pressure. You come through it. We grab a goal. Second half dominated.
And look, to in the manner of what's happened in the last week, to win that game against Housie and Woodsy, does that add a little bit more to it?
I suppose it does a little bit because we've worked with Housie since the start, him and Woodsy. have done a great job start of the season, get us top of the league, and these things happen. And we've come out, produced a performance like we do week in, week out, and we got another win.
Thank you for talking to us. I tell you what, that was quite a cheer then when that full-time whistle went.
It certainly was. And, you know, I think actually credit to Jeff there, because you can see the business-like attitude that they had, because they would, you know, he wasn't like, we really, you know, this game was so important to us, you know. He was like, for us, it was a game. We tried to take the emotion out of it, and they did it well.
And I have got the interim manager, Dan Sackman. Well, I'm going to just let you speak.
I feel like I played. Oh!
Every time, Zoobs. Mate, how does that feel?
It feels great. Let's not lie. Absolute credit to the boys. I don't think I've seen 13 lads work that hard ever. So it's a good reward for their 2 weeks of uncertainty and hard work. It's a testament to the focus that they put in, the drive, and there's not one person who's going to make this group do what they want to do. They're going to write their own story. I'm just lucky to be a part of it at the moment, and long may that continue.
Go and enjoy the celebrations, mate. So through to the next round of the FA Trophy. We'll let the players continue in their celebrations. Benji, thank you very much for joining me today.
It's been an absolute pleasure, Doug. I'll see you back here on Tuesday for the visit of Livingston Town in the Southern League Challenge Cup.
Exactly that. So do join us on Tuesday night, live here on Stags Radio. But as for today, it's AFC Tottenham 2, Dorchester Town 0.